Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Monday. It is, more importantly, a victory Monday after the Packers' thrilling last second, and I mean last second, victory over the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday Night Football. Everything smells a little better. Everything feels a little better. The world's a little brighter place. Death, pestilence, soggy Rice Krispies, all of it is out the window. Day after the Packers win, everything feels better. Everything feels good, right in the world. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see you all. Thank you to everyone who joined Corey and I for the watch party yesterday. Sorry for the technical difficulties at the start of the program. Got it going eventually, though. And thanks to everybody who's showing up here this morning, man. I'm telling you, Packers fans, you guys are die hard. Speaking of showing up, please show up tonight for Carry the G with AJ Dillon. It'll be 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, right here on the YouTube channel. Good morning, everybody. We got super chats already. People pumped up about this victory. Jeff, thank you for the super chat. Hats off to the lines on both sides of the ball. The rookie stepped up on O, and Kenny was amazing last night on D. Great pressure all game long. Yeah, Kenny, I tweeted it out last night as I was rewatching the start of the game. He was an absolute beast. That man said, I don't need no stinking help. I mean, but to that point, the lines in general played better. I thought Kingsley Kiki did some nice stuff, but most importantly, Tyler Lancaster really showed up in a way he hasn't in a very long time. I think that was a big kind of help, so to speak. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Can't ask for more than this team giving it their all. That's the pack we know. Refs had a shocker of a game. Not really when you know Jerome Boger's history. He's always been terrible, and his crew is not much better. But yes, the heart displayed, the energy played with, all the stuff that we have been kind of missing most of the trips out west, or Florida for that case, for that matter, absolutely showed up last night. A lot of heart on that team was on display. And the fact that they were down as far down the depth chart as they were in certain positions, both coming into the game and then during the game after Barnes goes out and you're playing Ty Summers and Oren Burks, big-time quality minutes, and you come up with a victory. That's big-time, man. And it says something about Gutekunst. I know no one wants to talk about it, but that personnel group has got a lot of depth on this team. The fact that they can pluck Yosh Nyman off bowels, the deep-down part of the depth chart, the roster, what have you, and put him out there to start a game in prime time against one of the premier pass rushers in the league in Bosa and watch him battle, watch him come up, man. What a fucking game for that young man. But yes, across the board, the heart displayed, the want to, so to speak, the fact that they got off the bus, they actually showed up. I tweeted that out in the fourth quarter. I said, you know, win or lose, this is what we wanted from this Green Bay Packers team. We wanted a team with some fight in it. And you certainly saw that last night. No question about it. What else we got? Alex, thank you for the super chat. I'm just saying, if any of us did our jobs as bad as the refs did, we would all be fired the next day. Regardless, love the fight the Packers had. You got to overcome it, though. That's part of the gig. It sucks. It's frustrating in the moment. I totally get it, but that is part of the gig. They are human, and they make mistakes, and they certainly made their fair share of them last night. But the Packers still won. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Perfect Yosh at all costs. Protect Yosh at all costs. That quote from Devontae about him was heartwarming. Yes, if you haven't seen Devontae's post-game presser, make sure you check it out. He does have a great take on Yosh. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. This week's the good, bad, and the ugly. The good, Yosh Nyman. The bad, Nagler's Ditka mustache. And the ugly, NFL officiating. I put myself in the ugly, actually, but not for the mustache. M, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. As a fan, I live for games like this. So proud. Yes, exactly. All you want them to do is represent the Green Bay Packers, to carry the G, as it were. With energy and passion and want it just as much as you do. And it's very clear that last night that was the case. No question. Kyle, thank you for the super chat. What a game. Stokes is a little grabby, but he plays fast. I almost thought I was going to have to walk out Levi being hounded by Niners fans. I mean, that's the best feeling though, right? After a victory, wearing the opponent's colors as you're walking back to your car, you don't have to say anything. They know. Such a good feeling. But yeah, you know, Stokes is a little grabby, but that was the book on him coming out. He I can say struggled with penalties, but he did have a tendency to grab guys and drew flags in college. So, and look, the one that the receiver fell down the middle of the field on the third down. I know it was frustrating and extended a drive, what have you, but that's some ticky-tack bullshit. I mean, 9 times out of 10, they let that go. So I'm not going to put that one on Yosh. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Wish I had the job security of NFL referees. Yeah, don't we all? Pumpkin Pie, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Where's the Devondre Campbell love? Nothing but love for Devondre Campbell on our live stream last night, if you watched it. I said all summer, man, and anybody who's watched Packers Daily this offseason can attest. I said he's going to be better than most of the Band-Aid situations they've put at inside backer over the years. And I think he's definitely living up to that ideal. Again, I don't think anyone's ever going to mistake him for one of the best of the best. But, man, he is rock solid. And he is technically sound. He's assignment sure. Plays sideline to sideline. Absolutely can make plays when he's kept clean. And I thought the defensive line did a pretty good job of that. And I also thought Joe Barry, tip of the hat to Barry, I thought he had those guys in good positions for most of the night. That started the third quarter. Absolutely, Kyle Shanahan made some adjustments, started attacking the edges with the run game. But even still, I thought, you know, when that got shut down, it was because Campbell made a nice play from the center of the field to limit that first down to a 2nd and 9, and then they were behind the sticks. It was because of Campbell. So, yeah, absolutely. 3 solid performances from Campbell so far this year, and last night was no different. Amy, thank you for the super sticker. Very much appreciated. Go Pack, go. Yosh was the man. He most certainly was. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Don't you dare shave the stash, Nyman, for head of officiating. Yeah, the mustache isn't going anywhere. Look, I said last night on the stream, the whole reason I cut out, I shaved and put the stash on was like, look, they've gone out to California, to San Francisco, a couple of times with the same approach and gotten their head beat in. Now, last year, of course, they won, but that was against a very depleted team. My whole reason for going with the stash was, look, we need a new approach. I didn't think it was going to work, but it worked. They actually took a new approach, i.e. they actually ran the ball a little bit. I would have preferred they run it just a little bit more, but they actually ran the ball, stuck with it somewhat. A couple still frustrating drives, 3 and outs, deep shots. But for the most part, they ran the ball. They took a different approach, and I am here for it. So as long as they keep winning, the stash will remain. I'm happy about Dean Lowry, to be honest. Kyle, yeah, I thought he had a solid game. He obviously had the one play where it looked like he was running a stunt, and then he did a spin move, and then he was like, wait a second, there's no one in front of me. There's the quarterback. Absolutely love that. But yes, I thought he played a very solid game, no doubt about it. Joseph, thank you for the super chat. One of the most exciting experiences of my long-ass football life. Thank you all for being there. Packer Nation rules. Go Pack, go. Joseph, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the support. And yes, that was an awesome game. As the title of this video says, they're going to be talking about that one for a very long time. That is a absolute signature win for Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. Preston really showed out. Yes, he did, Rob. I think, look, everything I said all offseason about how I thought he played better last year than most people gave him credit for. It's why they brought him back. He's showing you, man, especially with Z's absence. He's not a dominant player. He's not a guy who's going to get a ton of recognition from PFF or the ESPN highlights or what have you. But, man, he is rock solid. And he can, at times, really be a physical presence that gives opposing tackles major issues. So, yeah, I thought he played well. I thought Gary showed up in spurts. There were still one or two moments where I would have preferred he pinned his ears back and just really bull rushed McGlinchey. But for the most part, both those guys played pretty damn well. Robert, thanks for the super chat. Thanks, Nags. I enjoyed watching the game with you last night. Thanks for checking it out, Robert. Thanks to everybody who checked out the watch parties. They're tons of fun, a little anxiety ridden, sometimes a bit over the top, but that's football, right? Thanks, Robert. Theron, thanks for the super chat. How much different does this game go if Raheem Mostert was active and lining up in the backfield for the 49ers? I don't know. How much different does it go if Z is active, if David Bakhtiari is active, if, you know, Elgton Jenkins is active? Can only play with the guys that are on the team. The what if is for Marvel on Disney Plus. And I'm really not interested. They whoop that ass. That's all I care about. Legless, thanks for the super chat. Stokes is going to be a stud. Yosh can hang in the NFL. I think Yosh can hang in the NFL. I mean, don't get it twisted. He wasn't flawless. He wasn't outstanding. He had a ton to work on, but man, he came and he battled down in and down out, and it wasn't too big for him, which is what I was afraid of. For a guy with very limited experience, he stood in there and took, you know, Bosa's best shots. And sometimes he was taken advantage of, and that's to be expected. But for the most part, man, damn. Aaron said it after the game. You know, they certainly tried to get the ball out of Aaron's hands quickly. There were certainly times when they gave Yosh help with a running back or a tight end, but there were plenty of downs and reps where it was just mano a mano, one-on-one. And Yosh stood up, man. He's up for it, up to the test. I love it. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Love the win. Do the refs have any accountability besides not getting selected for playoff games? PI call was mind-blowing. Stokes looks great. Man, you guys can all bitch about the refs. This is like the fourth time I've heard the refs mentioned. You got to beat it. You got to overcome it. That's the NFL. No, there's no accountability. Nope, that's it. This is the accountability. You guys bitching about it on Super Chat. That's the accountability. Got to overcome it. And good teams do. And the Packers are a good team. And they did. That's it. That is it. That is the book. Dave, thanks for the Super Chat. Tonyan decleating Bosa is what I am talking about. That is what I am talking about. Agreed, Dave. Clay, thank you for the Super Chat. Was pacing around the entire game. Pounded some beers after the game. Awesome. That is a perfect Super Chat. I would be pacing around, too, if I was allowed to. But Corey wants a tight shot, and I got to be on the couch, and I can't maneuver. Like, we need a wider shot so I can pace around. I'm with you, man. That's what I usually like to do. And as for, pounding beers, why did you wait till after the game? Donnie, thanks for the Super Chat. If this team plays like this every single game, then we can win every single game. It was great to see everyone step it up. Carry the fucking G. Go, Pack, go. Absolutely, man. They show up, get off the bus, they can beat anybody. Now, there's no doubt they have the talent. They've got the depth. They've got the coach. They got the quarterback. No doubt about it. This is a team that's going to win a lot of games, and they have to bring it, especially on the road, much like they did today. But it's not just on the road. Don't forget last year when they had that lackluster performance against Jacksonville, losing to the Vikings and Lambeau. Now, there were no crowds. That may have played into it a little bit. But yes, they have to dig deep, and they got to bring that energy, and they got to bring that purpose each and every week. And if they do, they are going to be tough. They are going to be tough to get out. Brandon, thanks for the Super Chat. Tell me how Davante Adams is not the best wide receiver in the game. Full-grown man. He's so good. He's so good. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I mean, what can be said about the man that hasn't been said already? There's nothing he can't do. He's absolutely incredible. Hated him taking that shot from T.J. Ward. The fact that he was in one play later is kind of mind-blowing. And I know he said that it was a question of not being able to breathe. It wasn't anything to do with his head. It wasn't apparently checked for a concussion, which is interesting. But, yeah, no. I mean, Davante, you keep him one-on-one off the line with good luck. The man is amazing. He is absolutely amazing. Frosty Exchange. Danny, are you new here? Don, thanks to the Super Chat. At what point does this team stop being perceived as not being physical enough? Last night felt like a statement game. If they do it consistently, absolutely, last night was a statement, but it doesn't, work itself into the identity of a team until they do it consistently. Last night was a great start, no question about it. But now let's do it again and again and again and again. Bethany, thank you for the Super Chat. Thought Savage played really well. I loved him down at the line of scrimmage. It was interesting. That safety play, I always talk about it. Like, I want to go back and watch the coach's tape first to see how they were being deployed. I think they were both targeted on occasion, trying to get Kittle on them, especially Amos. But, yeah, I thought Savage, especially in the second half when he started getting up against the run when they were trying to get on the edge, he did some nice stuff that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. You saw a couple times where he kind of crashed down and wasn't necessarily the guy who made the play, but did a nice job funneling the play back to guys like Devondre Campbell. But yes, agree with you, Bethany. Marcus, thanks for the Super Chat. I have an inordinate amount of Niner fans in my family. Glad we got the W. $5 for the mustache. Thank you, Marcus. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you, buddy. And isn't that a great feeling? Isn't that a great feeling? you got opposing fans in your family, and you can just rub it in their face all week or all season now. Doug, we have a punter. We do. How about that kid? Directional punting. Remember that? Amazing. His ability to pin it on the sideline, outstanding. So, so good. What else we got? Riley, thanks for the super chat. How much help did Yosh get after that first drive? Bips and bops, as one might say. They chipped on occasion. They put Tonyan over there a couple times and got the back kind of coming over. Hell, they used Lazard at one point. But it wasn't a ton. As much as they could in the flow of the game, but there are going to be times when you got to go one-on-one, and they did. And he, like I said, he held up. Jack, thanks for the super chat. The usage of Tonyan to chip to cleat Bosa was great to see. Made Bosa think twice a few times. Absolutely. Get him in his head. That's why I'm always talking about running at pass rushers. Get them moving backwards. Get them thinking like they can't just fly off the ball. And I think using somebody on the edge to kind of – then they used Aguara a couple times. They used a rotating cast, so to speak. So it wasn't always the same guy. But, yeah, just get him kind of in his head a little bit. And I think it was really good. You know who used to be really good at that, funnily enough? JerMichael Finley. TJ Lang and I have talked about that. So, like, is one of his most underappreciated aspects of his game was his ability to just wreck defensive ends as he was going out in the pass. Bill, thanks for the super chat. Was it obvious not to go for it on 4th-and-3 with less than 3 minutes left up by 3? Defense had been playing well. Your thoughts? Was it obvious not to go for it on 4th-and-3? I don't know about obvious. I don't know. Look, I'm sure people will have strong opinions either way. I kind of understand both avenues, like wanting to and deciding not to. The one that killed me was the 4th-and-1 in the first half when you've got A.J. Dillon and you're drawing up some weird play to try and get Cobb in the end zone. Just get the first down, man. Use your 250-pound back. That one was curious to me. I don't mind the decision to go for it. Just the play call was odd. They blitzed a bit more last night, right? I don't know, Matt. They did at first, but like they sent big pressure on the touchdown to Ayuk, where I think it was Jair was in coverage. And after that, because that was the last kind of big pressure I remember. Not that they didn't send any after that, but the last big call pressure, because a lot of that last night was four-man rush. There was a ton of four-man rush. And I remember thinking, especially on that drive, the last 49ers drive of the game, when they were on offense and scored the touchdown, I kept waiting for him to call pressure, and he never did. And actually, that's to his credit, because you know it made them kind of work it down the field and wasn't going to give them anything easy or cheap. You send pressure, you do risk getting burned, especially by Kyle and everything he can draw up in the screen game, etc. So yeah, I think a little bit more, but not a ton. It wasn't a all out kind of assault with the blitz, that's for sure. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. The stash gives Mike Holmgren vibes. I got that a lot last night. People were like, "Oh, we going as Holmgren for Halloween?" And maybe I am. All right, maybe I am. What else we got here? What else we got? Got that. Got so many super chats. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Did you see what Adam said about Yosh? Gives me chills. What a special game. Lance, I mentioned it earlier. Yes, 100% love it. If you haven't seen Devontae's post-game presser, do it. William, thanks for the super chat. Felt like a playoff win. It's very clear that Kevin King is a net negative. Stokes can play. Thank God. I think that's pretty convenient. Obviously, King missed the game. They play pretty damn well on defense, and everyone's like, oh, see, Kevin King's the problem. I think it's a little more complicated than that, but I know the internet is not a place for context and complication. Fitz, thanks for the super chat. That was an icy handshake between coaches. That was interesting. At first, I thought that wasn't Shanahan, but now it looks like it was Shanahan. And man, yeah, for a guy who's been your mentor and one of your closest friends in the league. And I know I heard Kyle's post-game presser where he said, I just didn't want to be hanging out on the field or whatever. Okay, but that was like, that was Mike Zimmer-esque from Shanahan. I don't know, something about Matt, I guess, getting whooped up on by LaFleur brings out the petulance in NFL head coaches, apparently. Good friends or no. But yeah, that was definitely interesting. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. I'd like to take this moment to say Adams outscored and had more yards than the Bears offense. It's a beautiful Monday morning. That's awesome. Oh, the Bears, they still suck. It's great. Oh, here we go. CR. Yosh was the lowest graded Packers left tackle since Barclay at Arizona, which is perfect fodder for letting everyone know how completely irrelevant grading is. I keep saying, nope, yeah, he definitely took his lumps, definitely had issues, definitely had problems, blah, blah, blah. But he battled. He's the third, probably actually, if we're being real, the fourth offensive tackle on the depth chart. And he just went out there in a primetime game against one of the best pass rushers in the league and held his own. And you're going to come up in here and talk about fucking grades? Nerd. Get the fuck out of here with grades. I don't give a shit what he's great. You know what? Talk about all the people who dropped out of high school and became like Fortune 500 company founders, or like people who, you know, maybe struggle with how they learn one certain way, but they do something, anything in this life really, really well. Or people who just, you know, figure out a way to overcome whatever limitations they have. Fucking grades. Who gives a shit about grades? Come up here. Raids. Are you high? Ken, thanks for the super chat. Did the training staff not check Devontae out for a concussion because he complained about breathing instead? He took a serious headshot on that play. I have no idea, Ken. That's certainly something I think coach needs to be asked about today. I think we were all very surprised. I think I said it on watch party. I was like, wait, is he back in the game? He was like in the slot two plays later. Yeah, possibly. But we saw that was what was weird though. On the sideline shot when they had him, they showed him walking. I'm pretty sure one of those folks that was with him is the independent spotter. So I don't know. That's a good question for coach. Jimbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. Devondre Campbell has been a solid pickup so far. Couldn't agree more. Talked about it earlier in the stream. Mickey, thanks for the super sticker. Greatly appreciated. Mark, thanks for the super chat. I got to fly through these guys. If this is indeed the last dance, and I hope it's not, Rodgers is playing the hits, and I'm here for it. Yeah, he most certainly is, the good and the bad. John, thanks for the super chat. Attended my first Packer game ever last night. What an incredible win. Go, Pack, go. John, congrats, man. What a great game to be at. That's outstanding. Matthew, thanks for the super chat. Could we see start Yosh at left tackle if Jenkins is healthy and move Jenkins back to left guard and have Jenkins back at left tackle? Or have Jenkins back at left tackle. I suspect they'll put Jenkins back at left tackle. But, hey, I thought they were going to move Billy Turner over to left tackle last night, and they went the roll with Yosh. So, which reminds me, why did they sign Kelly again? I thought the whole reason to sign him was, like, for situations like last night. But apparently not. But, yes, I would suspect Jenkins goes back to left tackle when he's healthy. Until David comes back, obviously. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Jair's pick, dang, mustache wax fun. Hey, that was what a play by Jair. My God. Leonardo, thanks for the super chat. Go Pack, go from CR. Defense much improved. Feel like the offensive line and the defense prove they can play hard-nosed football. Vintage Rodgers Adams. Could not agree more. Absolutely outstanding all around. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. I feel like LaFleur tends to overthink third and short when that's right up A.J. Dillon's alley. I think I'm going to ask him about that today, Kyle, because that's the thing that I kind of keep coming back to. Doug, thanks for the super chat. Great win. Get a hoodie, everyone. Get a hoodie. Get your hoodie with this at vinfl.com. Right here. This picture. Right here. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Feels refreshing to leave West Coast with a win. They brought the juice last night, and this team is only going to get better. Can we get a Go Pack Go? We can get a Go Pack Go. Pack Go. Hell yeah, Go Pack Go. Come on now. All right, there we go. Thank you, everybody. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day right here on Packers Daily, Monday through Friday. It's what we do. Packers fans worldwide, we are dedicated to you. Like I said, carry the G with A.J. Dillon tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. We'll have Sarah and Perry joining us on the panel. We got Tyler with A.J.'s social life, myself and Corey and A.J. chopping it up, talking everything about last night and coming up this week. Let's find out maybe what the plane ride was like. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.